is up, guys? How are you doing today? I'm Scott Lowe, and you're listening to Fluency News, Fluency Academy's news podcast series. Here, we share some of the world's most relevant stories of the week, and we learn a bit more about unique structures and expressions of the English language with some explanations in Portuguese for you to get the most out of this episode. Before we get started, let me just remind you to visit fluencytv.com. There, you'll have access to the transcript of this episode and all of our sources. And you'll also find over 1,000 free lessons in 7 different languages. How great is that? All right, folks, now let's dive in. Last week, we talked a little about Tonga and the eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Hapai volcano. Now, I'm going to give you some updates. NASA says that the eruption was more powerful than an atomic bomb, and that more than 4/5 of the population has been affected by the tsunami and falling ash. The widespread emission of volcanic ash, gases, and particles from the eruption has proven to be a massive challenge for Tongan officials. In the immediate aftermath of the eruption and tsunami, there were fears that water sources had been polluted by the thick blanket of ash, increasing the risk of diseases like cholera and diarrhea. In last week's episode, we saw that the country was calling for immediate aid, with an urgent need for fresh water and food. Well, the good news is that there are people who are trying to help them out. Yet, on the other hand, the bad news is that Tonga, which was known as the zero COVID island nation, fears aid could bring in the virus. Tonga is effectively COVID-free, with just 1 case of infection reported last October. And the government has stressed the need for aid to be delivered in a contactless way to keep the virus out. An Australian warship on its way to the South Pacific island nation has recorded about 24 positive COVID cases aboard, which will now continue in a COVID-safe manner. The Tongan government has implemented a strict COVID-19 policy that means people, including aid workers, cannot enter the country unless they have undergone a 3-week isolation period. Aid deliveries have been contactless, with pallets quarantined for 72 hours after arrival at the airport before being distributed by Tongan authorities. A national emergency team had already distributed 60,000 liters of water to residents, the government said last Saturday. A desalination plant, a process that takes away mineral components and salt from saline water, arrived on Friday and is capable of producing 70,000 liters a day and has started drawing seawater from Tonga's harbor. Some services were already returning in the Tongan capital, where people were lined up on Saturday to access cash after a week of chaos. Well, at least now it seems like things are getting better there. Let's hope that everything turns out fine and that Tongans find comfort in moving on. Vimos na notícia a palavra aftermath, que não tem nenhuma relação com a palavra after, depois, e nem com a palavra math, matemática. Na verdade, aftermath é termo muito característico na escrita jornalística e significa as consequências ou efeitos posteriores de evento desagradável. E traduzida muitas vezes como consequências ou consequências imediatas. Na notícia, a frase que ilustra essa palavra é: in the immediate aftermath of the eruption and tsunami, there were fears that water sources had been polluted. Que significa, como consequência imediata após a erupção e o tsunami, havia temores de que as fontes de água tivessem sido poluídas. Let's talk about an incident that took place in Cameroon. 8 people have died and another 38 were injured after a crush outside the Olembe Stadium in Yaoundé, the capital city of Cameroon, at the host nation's Africa Cup of Nations tie against Comoros on Monday night. The tragedy happened as supporters attempted to gain access to the ground's south entrance for the match. The circumstances, including whether the injuries occurred before kickoff or as play continued, are unclear. But a statement from the Cameroon government confirmed the deaths and injuries. It said 7 of those injuries were serious. Officials say about 50,000 people tried to attend the match on Monday. The stadium has a capacity of 60,000, but it was not meant to be more than 80% full for the game because of COVID restrictions. Victims were admitted to the city's Messasai Hospital in the incident's immediate aftermath, with workers at the facility describing a traumatic scene. Associated Press quotes Olinga Prudence, a nurse, saying, "Some of the injured are in desperate condition. We will have to evacuate them to a specialized hospital." In a statement released on Tuesday morning, World Football's governing body FIFA sent its deepest condolences to the families and friends of the victims who lost their lives following the tragic incident that took place at the Olembe Stadium. "The thoughts and prayers of the global football community are with the victims and with the ones who have been injured in this incident." Kick off. É phrasal verb que significa começar, sendo sinônimo para o verbo start e begin. Porém, na notícia, vemos a palavra kickoff, escrita junta e com hífen, e foi usada como substantivo, significando o começo, o início. Então, fiquem ligados. Kick off, escrito separado, significa começar. É verbo. Kick off, escrito junto, significa começo, início, e é substantivo. A propósito, hoje em dia é comum vermos a expressão kick off meeting, que é a primeira reunião entre equipe e cliente de novos projetos, para alinharem a maneira que o projeto vai ocorrer. Uma reunião que formaliza o começo, o kickoff, da realização de novo projeto. Let's talk now about a tremendous loss for Brazilian music history. Elza Soares, samba legend, dies at age 91. Elza Soares did not just embrace the revolutionary, liberating countercultural spirit in Brazil as the 20th century became the 21st, she was that spirit. Often called the queen of Brazilian samba, she released more than 30 albums in a career that spanned 6 decades. Soares also used her music to campaign against racism and other forms of discrimination. Her family said she died of natural causes and called her a musical icon who moved people with her voice. The beloved and eternal Elza has gone to rest, but she will remain in musical history and in our hearts and those of thousands of fans around the world, their statement said. As Elza Soares wanted, she sang until the end. An outspoken figure, she never forgot the racism she faced performing in bars and saloons during her early career, and has been celebrated for her work championing social and racial justice in Brazil. "Racism still continues, but we are going to fight it and we will make progress. Racism is a sickness," she said in an interview last year to mark her 90th birthday. "We're gonna miss you, Elza." Na manchete da notícia, você notou algo de diferente em como eu pronunciei o artigo A em a tremendous loss? Bem, o artigo A significa ou uma, e é, na maioria das vezes, pronunciado com o som de a. Mas quando queremos enfatizar esse artigo, pronunciamos ele com o som de a, do mesmo jeito que pronunciamos no alfabeto. A, B, C, D. Imagina a cena. Seu amigo vai ao mercado e você pede para ele ou ela trazer uma barra de chocolate para você. Em inglês, essa frase ficaria: "Can you get me a bar of chocolate?" Quando seu amigo volta, você vê que ele ou ela te traz 3 barras de chocolate. Daí você pode falar: "I asked you to get me a bar of chocolate." Eu te pedi que me trouxesse uma barra de chocolate. Notou a ênfase? A bar of chocolate. Mas também não teria problema você me trazer 3 barras de chocolate. Tudo bem. Pode trazer até mais. All right, folks. Now, let me shift gears and now ask you a question. Do you think extraterrestrial life exists? Well, we might soon find out the answer to this question. The world's largest and most powerful space telescope has reached its final destination, an observation post 1 million miles away from Earth. NASA's $10 billion James Webb Space Telescope launched on Christmas Day last year from French Guiana on a search to behold the dawn of the universe. Due to its huge size, Webb had to launch folded inside the Ariane 5, a European rocket. The telescope has been described as a time machine by scientists, and will enable astronomers to peer back further in time than ever before, all the way back to when the first stars and galaxies were forming, 13.7 billion years ago. That's a mere 100 million years from the Big Bang, when the universe was created. The Webb will also hunt for signs of extraterrestrial life. Telescopes can see farther and more clearly when operating above Earth's distorting atmosphere. That's why NASA teamed up with the European and Canadian space agencies to get Webb and its massive mirror, the largest ever launched, out into the cosmos. Pretty crazy, right? Well, folks, this episode is coming to an end, but remember that we have a new episode every week, and we'll do our best to bring updates to any stories that we cover.
E sempre recebemos muitas DMs de pessoas pedindo para entrar na Fluency Academy, mas infelizmente todas as vagas estão ocupadas. Então, se você quer ter a chance de aprender com os melhores experts em fluência de idiomas do mundo, inscreva-se na nossa lista de espera. Assim, você vai ser avisado assim que as novas turmas abrirem e vai ter uma chance maior de conseguir uma das vagas. É só apertar o link na descrição desse episódio e fazer sua inscrição gratuita.
Don't forget to check out FluencyTV.com to have access to free content in 7 different languages. All right, I'll see you soon. Peace out.